Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is your travel guru, Elise Corey of TravelWise. You can find her online at travelwise.net, and also you can always reach out if you have questions about travel, if you are planning something big, if you're planning something small, if it's just going to be you on a getaway. That is excellent. If you have a bucket list thing and you're the only one who wants to go, right on, go. Do it. Reach out to her, KSRO at travelwise.net. Hi, Elise.
Hi, it's nice to be called a guru.
You're a guru, yeah. You know,
amongst
all the
other
stuff.
Things. But it's so nice to be here, too. And I'm delighted that we've been having some rain and that the holidays are coming through.
Yes.
And that the fires are out.
Oh,
I'm just
goodness.
So happy about that, and just sending positive energy through everybody. I guess I am a guru.
There you go. There's the positive energy.
But
coming
the one thing that you might want to know, that there is still space for your holiday getaways if you've just had enough, or you just, the world is driving you crazy. There are places you can go to be totally remote and get away from the TVs and the news and everything. So if you're interested, please give us a call. We do have options available. And it's nice to go away for the holidays. The nice part about that is you don't have to have dinner with and associate with people who you really don't like, who you see at mostly funerals or weddings or bar mitzvahs or things like that, people you don't normally socialize with who have, or the person with that laugh that just drives you crazy.
Or the politics you don't agree with.
Oh, gosh. That was one of the rules at Thanksgiving. No politics.
No politics.
We weren't allowed. As soon as someone started, it was like, no.
No.
It was like talking to a dog. No, you can't have that turkey leg that's hanging off the table. No.
Right.
So we did keep it
good.
Quiet.
Civil.
Nice. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Yeah. But especially travel during the holiday season, right over Thanksgiving or over Hanukkah or over Christmas, any of those times, then you don't have to, you can just concentrate on having fun.
Except when you're at the airport. Of course,
yeah,
you're going
that's
to
true.
See a lot of your friends and people you don't know. And people tend to be a little bit more stressed because they have to make sure they have the right present for so-and-so.
Sure.
And and they forgot something. That's why one of the best gifts you can give is a gift of travel. Mm-hmm. Also, if it's the kind of thing where you can say, oh my God, I forgot Aunt Mary. Can you do me a favor? Can you give me a gift certificate for Aunt Mari or Aunt Mary or Uncle Joe? And we have gift certificates.
That's
you can
great.
Always put that in a nice little envelope, really simple. You can put it in a card and send them and say, here's something you've always wanted but have never really pulled the trigger on.
I love it. That's great. So reach out to Elise and her team, and they can help make all of those travel dreams come true. You can either send an email, KSRO at travelwise.net, and wise is with a Z, or they've got a toll-free number, 866-408-WISE. That's 866-408-9493. And there's also a local number as well that you can call if you'd like.
Yes, the 707-935-9493
okay.
is the best way. And one of the best gifts you can also give is you can, booking far in advance.
Yes.
You can say, here's your down payment for this trip. Like we have our October 16th sailing on the Oceania Marina coming up with KSRO. And it seems like a long way off for 2020,
yeah.
October of 2020, but you can make payments. It's like a layaway for a trip of a lifetime. So you give someone a gift, hey, we're going to, our next trip is going, starting in Greece and ending in Italy.
That's
so you
so
say,
incredible.
Here's my gift to you. We're going to Greece. We're going to Italy. We're going to Croatia. Join us on the cruise. And then you put the deposit down. The person's all excited. And then you make payments, even if it's $100 a month, $50 a month, or whenever you get your tax return, you pay down a big lump sum. And
sure.
you'd be surprised by October, it's completely paid off. And if someone is actually going sooner, we have still our trip to Ireland there.
We do,
We have two options for you. We have one far in advance if you're one of those who likes to plan. And one of those is, I've got to get out of here type of trip. And I've always wanted to go, and I want to go with like friends. So we have many options.
There are tons of options. So our Oceania cruise coming up in October of 2020 will take you around the Greek Isles. We'll have so much fun. It'll be amazing. And Chef John Ash will be escorting us as well. So there'll be opportunities on board, just like we were in the Iberian Peninsula aboard this beautiful ship and with Oceania, who's just so incredible as a cruise line. But we'll have opportunities for hands-on cooking demonstrations with Chef John Ash. We'll have opportunities to eat together, have a special meal that is designed by Chef John Ash and with wonderful wine pairing. We're still working on our winery right now to get that, but we will definitely have a partner winery with us on board as well. So that is going to be so much fun. So if you're planning in advance, start to get on this now. Reach out to Elise at TravelWise and let her know you want to be a part of this wonderful, wonderful cruise in the Greek islands. I think
We get very limited space in our groups. Mm-hmm. We have some what we call inside cabins, which really don't have a window to look out, but it's still a nice room,
yeah.
And we have limited ocean view. And as I'm looking right now on this sailing, because it is on the Oceania website, the inside and the ocean view are on wait list.
Oh.
Already.
Oh, my goodness.
And this is, you know, you say, oh, my God, I don't want to think about that now. Who knows where I'll be?
Right.
Well, you take insurance, and if something happens, you cancel. You're still within cancellation period.
Right.
So you still have plenty of time, but we do have some space. And as time gets closer, the price does increase. And it's usually, I want to say, every quarter to 6 months, the pricing that you'll see will go up.
Okay.
It goes by supply and demand, but right now it's there. And I think this cruise will be a little bit more relaxing than the last one because there's beach time.
Mm.
There's hot sun time.
Ooh.
There's downtime.
Uh-huh.
There'll be water time. There'll be scuba diving time. And if anyone is a diver and wants to go, I'm booking diving almost everywhere except in Venice.
Okay.
So there's five cities in Greece. We're going to Montenegro, which I heard is fabulous, in Croatia. So I will be diving. If you're a diver, let me know. And when we make the reservations and connect it, I'll try and find a good dive operator. You can come on board with us.
Oh, I love it. Wow. Okay. So that's yet another reason to join us on our Adriatic tour from Athens to Venice. And it will be October 16th through October 25th. It will be aboard the Marina, the beautiful boat that we were on with our Iberian cruise on Oceania, an amazing line. Chef John Ash there. So lots of culinary fun that we're going to have as well. It is going to be so much fun. But now is the time to reserve your spot, because as Elise said, it's limited. So reach out, send an email, ksro@travelwise.net, or give her a call at
935-9493. And the good part now is you get to pick your cabin. So if, you know, sometimes you get a guarantee, which sometimes can work out to your advantage, but most of the time you don't have a choice. You could be next to an elevator. You could be all the way in the front. You could be in the back. You could be under a dance floor or something like that. But now you can pick the cabin you want. You can say, I'm in cabin 123.
Love it. good. So that is step one. Step one for your holiday trip planning is get on board for this one.
Yeah, we can make a nice little sign, you know,
on
pretty letterhead saying you have been given the gift of travel and you were sailing on the Oceania Marina with me on these dates.
I love that.
It's so romantic.
That's so great.
And it's even a good, you know, get a good friend even and say,
yeah,
hey, we've talked about this for years. We are going now.
Yes. Yeah. And I really like that idea of, you know, put some money down now. Doesn't have to be tons. How much would you put down?
The deposit is $600 per person.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. Excuse me, $750 per person. I made a mistake. Excuse me, $750 per person, and you don't. Then you're held.
Yep.
All the way till final payment, which is going to be in 2020. But you can choose to say, okay, I just got a good bonus. Here's $500. Add it, and you pay it off slowly. It makes it so much easier than having a big lump sum.
Right, right. And that can be sort of what stops someone from mm-hmm. making a trip like this. They say, you know, oh, I don't have that kind of money. Well, maybe you don't have it right now, but if you are making the smaller chunk payments, you make it affordable for yourself.
Absolutely.
It's something that you're planning for. It's something that you can't say, well, someday I will. Just plan it. Just do it.
You know, someday is here. It's like when you buy a car. Many of us can't come out of pocket for a big lump sum. Mm-hmm. And so you have a car payment that you pay every month, but mm-hmm. we don't charge finance. You know,
there
it's
you
basically, there's no finance charges.
Nice.
It's just putting it right to the cost. There's no interest. There's nothing like that. So you're paying right to your prime.
This is smart.
Source.
This is what you should be doing. Send your money on travel. All right. So we've got that in advance coming up in 2020, but there is something coming up very soon, within just months.
You know, if you've been peeing and hawing, putting it off, we are going to Ireland. And you say, Ireland, you know, I've heard about it. It's easy. It's that. But the best part is we are going this March, March 9th to the 18th, with our one and only Marconi Award winning Pat Kerrigan,
yes.
who's going to be the head honcho, should I say, on this tour. But we're going to Ireland. And the best part, which you cannot book at any other time, is that you have your KSRO listeners coming on board. Everybody has either heard this show and mm-hmm. booked from there. So you're going to meet your neighbors, your friends, people you haven't seen since kindergarten or elementary school, or your neighbor down the block. So you're going to be going with people that you know or that you've seen who
or that you don't realize that you have connections
right,
with.
And you share the same experiences and things to talk about your lives. And do you remember when this store used to be there, or talk about our, you know, our fire situation, unfortunately, and how we turn that into the positive here. So if you haven't quite figured it out and you've been putting it off, we do have two spots left.
Okay.
And if there tends to be a few of you, I can try and negotiate more, but we are at a, you know, we have a limited amount of space. And I do say, you know, you can't, don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. You don't know what's going to happen in this world. You don't know what kind of health issues can come up. You don't know what's going to happen. Life is short and you have to engulf it. Enjoy it now while you're able to. Don't say, I'll do that later, and then you can't walk around. You can't enjoy it. And something happens. You know, we're very fortunate that we have our health and that have our mind right now, and you should use it, because regret is an awful thing. Hindsight saying, oh, I should have done that. I should have. That's not the way it is. It's an enriching feeling. It'll change who you are.
Yeah.
It really, travel makes you someone who you always thought about, and it makes you overcome fears, because you're traveling with a group. You're not by yourself. So even if you're a solo traveler, there's solo space, and we can even connect you. There's one lady I know who would love to have a roommate.
Great.
So don't feel alone. We can always put you in connection. Two of you can work it out, see if you get along.
Uh-huh.
And it's okay to be solo, because you have a group.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You've got, you know, potentially 20 plus new friends.
Yes, right. Exactly. So we're lucky that we do have the space. It will be great. And we will be taking you right from our backyard.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about it a little bit more on
give
what
some
you'll
more
be
details.
Saying.
Exactly.
Yes.
You are listening to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I'm so excited that I sort of missed our cue for our commercials, but we're going to fit them in. We'll come right back and we'll tell you more about Shades of Ireland. It's coming up very soon in March of next year. So stick around. We'll be right back. This is KSRO.
That's just love without a care.
Hello, this is Dr. Julie Sinyard, the Assistant Superintendent of the Cotati-Rohnert Park Unified School District. As we enter the month of November, we have much for which to be thankful. The Cotati Rohnert Park Unified School District is fortunate to have an amazing student body, outstanding teachers and staff, and an extremely supportive community. The district continues to offer innovative academic and extracurricular programs, and we are welcoming new families to our schools. We are building state-of-the-art facilities and creating opportunities for all of the students in our district. Our vision is clear. All students are entitled to a successful education, and our focus is learning. We are thankful for our community, and we are excelling. We love the work we do, and we are honored to serve our students. Please call and arrange a tour at one of our sites. We also invite you to visit our website at www.crpusd.org. Have a fabulous Thanksgiving, and best wishes from the Cotati Rohnert Park Unified School District team. Learning for a lifetime, committed to the future. Hello, this is Dr. Julie Sinyard, the Assistant Superintendent of the Cotati Rohnert Park Unified School District. As we enter the month of November, we have much for which to be thankful. The Cotati Rohnert Park Unified School District is fortunate to have an amazing student body, outstanding teachers and staff, and an extremely supportive community. The district continues to offer innovative academic and extracurricular programs, and we are welcoming new families to our schools. We are building state-of-the-art facilities and creating opportunities for all of the students in our district. Our vision is clear. All students are entitled to a successful education, and our focus is learning. We are thankful for our community, and we are excelling. We love the work we do, and we are honored to serve our students. Please call and arrange a tour at one of our sites. We also invite you to visit our website at www.crpusd.org. Have a fabulous Thanksgiving, and best wishes from the Cotati Rohnert Park Unified School District team. Learning for a lifetime, committed to the future.
After last year's devastating fires, we've all been caring for our families, our neighbors, and our community. But too often, we overlook one very important thing: recovering our peace of mind. Go to MySonomaStrong.com for a free online wellness self-assessment. While you're there, you can learn about free programs, including restorative yoga classes and children's programs, to private counseling in person, by phone, or even by text. Let's find our new normal together. Visit MySonomaStrong.com today.
Here's a gift you can open early. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $500 in instant savings now at the Home Depot. Like a Whirlpool stainless steel top freezer refrigerator, just $528. As far as your other gifts, no peeking. This is how to still get Black Friday savings on appliances. Now at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. While supplies last. Instant savings require a minimum purchase of two select appliances to qualify. See store for details. Valid through November 29th.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Giving and receiving.
And receiving some more.
This year, give the job of printing your holiday cards to Staples, and you'll receive big savings.
And this week only, get 40% off custom holiday cards and invitations at Staples. Plus, when you spend $50 on custom printing, you'll receive a $15 print coupon.
So, happy holiday to you.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Dial 1122 to 12118. Exclusions apply. In-store only. See associate for details.
The Supreme
Court. That's just love without a care. And we're getting there.
And welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis along with Elise Corey. You can reach out to Elise by sending her an email, ksro@travelwise.net. And Wise is with a Z. ksro@travelwise.net. So let's talk a little bit more. Let's get into the itinerary of our Shades of Ireland tour. And this will be in March of 2019. So it's just a couple of months away. Now is the time to book your space. And everything is included. Your taxes, your airfare, your fees for different, all of this is included in the price. So you don't have to worry about anything.
Even your transfers from Sonoma County. Love is that. Included. You don't have to take your car and park it at the airport and leave it there and pay for that. This is all inclusive. You're looking for a double, including airfare, including all the hotels, mm-hmm. 8 breakfasts, 5 dinners, transportation to and from the airports. You're looking at $35.99 a person. And that's really a good price. And it's a good way to start the new year. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're looking, this year maybe wasn't so great. Maybe it was a nurturing year because it's a year after our fires mm-hmm. in the area. And you want to start being positive going forward. We're trying to get back to who we were before the fires. I think it's a great way to start. This way you have something done. Don't say, well, we'll figure something out later. You know, like I said, don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. It's something that my mother used to tell me also. Yeah. She's used to say, everyone puts things off. And there's people who watch, people who wonder, and there's people who make things. You can be the person who makes things happen for yourself, for your friends, for your family, and be on a positive note with positive-minded travelers.
Yeah, yeah. So much fun. So we will spend the first bit in Dublin, an absolutely historic, beautiful city, and have actually plenty of time to explore. Our first day will be sort of, we'll be resting maybe a little bit because we'll fly in. But then you've got a full day with a tour of Old Dublin. So that will be very fun with a traditional Irish evening and a regional cuisine, which should be fantastic. Day three gives you really your choice. You could go to see St. Patrick's Cathedral. You could do a walking tour of the city's historic center. Anything that you would like to do in Dublin is really your choice on day three. So lots of different opportunities.
Which is the nice part about this trip. You're not constantly with the same people. You'll be with the same people at the hotels. Mm-hmm. You'll be with the same people traveling from point A to B. But you will have the option of, if you want to stay at the hotel and not going out, you're welcome to.
Sure.
So it's nice to have the camaraderie, and it's nice to be able to do your own thing. Maybe someone wants to go shopping and you're like, no, I want to go to the museums, or I want to go to a pub and hang out.
Sure.
So you have the option of doing that.
Or if there's people you know in the area and you wanted to meet up with them, you could totally do that, right?
Which is the nice part.
Yes. I did that on the tour that I did. We were going from Switzerland up to Amsterdam. And when we were near the town where I did my student exchange back in the 90s, I met with my host brother because he was there. So I got to spend a couple of hours catching up with him and having a cafe. And we went to a local museum. It was fantastic. So maybe that's what you do in Dublin if you know someone nearby and say, hey, I'm going to be in Dublin. Let's meet up.
The nice part is people speak English
right
there, although it's sometimes hard to understand the accent a little bit, like we are too. I mean, you talk to someone who's from Texas and it's hard, or from southern, you know, the South, and sometimes you can't understand what they're saying, or from Australia.
Uh-huh.
But it's the same thing we speak, and Ireland likes Americans. So there's no worries, well, you know, is mm-hmm. this going to happen?
No.
And it's beautiful countryside. It's going to be similar to what our area is if we keep getting rain, with all this
yes.
greenery and
right.
lush and beautiful. And it's really something to cross off your bucket list. Or if you've been there before, I've been to Ireland several times because it sort of casts its spell on you, should I say?
Yeah.
And each time you go, you have a different experience and outlook, and you'll see something that you didn't notice before. So even if you've been to Ireland before, it's always nice to see how things change.
Sure. And we're going with Colette. And Colette has been traveling in Ireland for years and years, or decades. So they really know what they're doing. They'll take us to wonderful spots like the town of Waterford. It's an ancient town, and it is the home of the Waterford Crystal Factory, where you have a chance to see how that crystal has been made for centuries. You could visit the Medieval Museum in Waterford, which will be there too, and maybe have a glass of wine in the 15th century mayor's wine vault. That sounds fun.
You know, there's so much history in Ireland too, and the last time I was in Ireland, I was taught about the ABCs in Ireland, which is another bloody castle. Okay. That's what they call it, because there are castles. I mean, this is really history. You're not seeing it on TV.
No.
So you get to walk in the footsteps of your ancestors and get to, you smell, you touch, you hear. It's different than just watching on TV.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, if your TV could send out scents, you know, that's
we get closer.
Yes.
Right. But all of that experience is part of this. We're also going to visit Killarney and the Blarney Stone. You could Kiss the Blarney Stone, if you wanted to do that. We'll be spending some time in the Ring of Kerry, absolutely gorgeous, rugged, beautiful country. We're going to go to Limerick and have a day in Limerick. So go to the National Park, to Adair, Ireland's prettiest village, for some time to just sort of walk around and enjoy it.
I like Limerick because the Cranberries came from that area. And
you worked with them.
I used to book rock band travel.
Wow.
So the Cranberries were, when their first album or record or CD came out, I did all their travel tours throughout the country, and I loved their music, but they're all from Limerick.
Wow.
Unfortunately, Dolores O'Riordan's not here anymore, but you know, her roots are, and it's a nice place to visit.
It will be a beautiful place to visit. We're going to go to Tullamore. If you're into whiskey, you know that name for sure. So you could do some whiskey tasting there. We're going to spend a night in a castle.
An ABC, huh?
An ABC. We'll be spending a night in a castle. And Pat Carrigan is going to be with us. She, of course, you can listen to her name. She has Irish heritage, and she's so excited. So you're going to be going with KSRO listeners, with Pat Carrigan. This is a once-in-a-lifetime kind of an opportunity. So much of the country we're really going to get to see, just bounce around. It's going to be great. So send an email to ksro@travelwise.net and get in touch with Elise and just pull the trigger. Let's do this.
You know, it's one of those things you shouldn't put it off.
No.
You know, you don't know what the world's going to do. And we have a great group of people. I'm so surprised we have two spots left. It's only because someone had to cancel.
Okay.
So please give me a call.
Yeah,
let's
this
talk
is your
about
chance.
It, and I hope that you'll come on board.
Right on. All right, so plan for it now, and we'll see you soon on Travel Tuesdays. This is KSRO.